Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The only thing that was good about what happened to the Warriors on Friday is that it happened at about 4:30, right? Well, right about now, during our show. I was about to transition into all sorts of like Super Bowl prop bets and previews and things that I know Ray loves because he loves being a degenerate gambler. We had a ton to talk about that we never even got to. Because right about this time on Friday last week is when we got the news that the trade with the Portland Trail Blazers had a possibility to be rescinded because Gary Payton II had not passed his physical with the Warriors, and that was holding up the deal. There were some birdies tweeting that that could be sort of a reality before our show started, and then it became a reality again right in the middle of the damn show. The Warriors handled it about as professionally as humanly possible, to the point where they formally said nothing about it. And they ducked under the, well, we can't talk about it because the trade's not complete. But there was a reason to. Because, number one, if they had talked about it, you would have been all excited for something that, one, was not complete. And number two, they're furious with the Portland Trail Blazers. Absolutely furious with the way that this whole thing went down. And there's no recourse to do the single most important thing that the deal was supposed to do at the trade deadline. Did they trade James Wiseman essentially for Gary Payton Jr., the second, for just the remainder of this year? The answer to that question is an emphatic no. He is part of the rest, the remainder of this year, but then the 2 years after are what the Warriors, I think, were interested in as well. That's not going to help the Warriors. Certainly didn't against the Lakers. It's not going to help them tonight. It's not going to help them tomorrow night. And the Warriors need help right now. The Warriors probably beat the Lakers had Gary Payton been able to report for duty. But he was unable to. Bob Myers today finally got to talk about what the hell happened. But he started, of course, with the decision to trade James Wiseman, which was the first domino to put the rest of the courses of events that led them to Gary Payton II in moving order. Here's Bob Myers today, starting with James Wiseman.
I think we debated it pretty heavily, mostly because I still believe he can be a good player. It may just be that his path required more minutes than we were able to give him. It may be that his time is longer than we can wait, but it's not an indictment of him. There's plenty of players that take a certain amount of minutes or a certain amount of time, and especially with missing a year, there's a lot of things that he missed, not his fault, whether it's COVID or injury. He is a third year player, but he hasn't got the minutes of that. So I think we had to evaluate, he's going to get those here, and didn't seem like that, and then with the cost and where our team was at. But yeah, certainly there's a lot of debate. There's always a lot of debate, which is healthy. I don't think that's unhealthy. And sometimes situations, you have to be realistic about them. No matter what you want, you have to look at what it is. But the hardest part for me personally was who he is. And I know that's not important maybe to a lot of fans, and I understand that, and it's a result business, but the person that he is, I would bet on the person. Just a high quality individual, and those people usually succeed in life, and I think he will. So that was a tough one.
They really liked James Wiseman, the guy. James Wiseman, the player, was not a fit. They couldn't force him to be a fit. And one of the reasons why they couldn't force him to be a fit, and this is something that we talked about on Friday, Ray, is that there were no minutes for him because he couldn't play with Curry and he couldn't play without Curry. So what's that leave you? That leaves you with the coaching DNP. That's what that leaves you with. Because Curry's minutes are so precious and so valuable, you can't do anything to mute them, to take away their impact. And unfortunately, the proof was just in every single advanced statistic, every single analytic, every way to construct an equation of what works and what doesn't work on a basketball court, never had James Wiseman working out in the Warriors' favor. They were awful when he was on the court. He made a bad second unit even worse. He made a great first unit not as great as it needed to be. And when you're, that's who you are, there's nowhere to put you. You cannot be hidden when you can't be played. Now, if you want to get into criticizing, well, why couldn't they coach him up to do the things that he needed to do and all that? I don't know. And it is a little disappointing that they weren't able to do that. But they had to give up the experiment because they couldn't even afford to run further experiments.
Yeah, and it's not that he couldn't, you know, excel with Curry on the floor. He couldn't excel with anybody on the floor. That's the point. His numbers were uniformly, you know, he took the team's numbers down just because he couldn't get what they wanted him to do. And sometimes you can coach a guy up and it just doesn't take because the guy's a dope. And sometimes you can't coach him up because this is just a bad fit. And the truth is, James Wiseman's gifts are such that he had to hit the ground running on a team that could afford to let him make mistakes. The Warriors are not that team. They were that team 2 years ago when he got his 39-game run. But, yeah, he got COVID. Yeah, he got hurt his knee. Yeah, he missed a whole year. But when you get picked by a good team up high, you have to be able to hit the ground running and catch up with the guys who are already there, which is why you rarely see a really good team picking second in the draft. They are usually picking 23rd or 24th, and they can bring guys along slowly, which is what James Wiseman needed. And the Warriors were not in a position to say, well, we'll let you learn. He had to learn the hardest way possible, which is in the G League and on the practice floor. And when you combine that with the 124 games he missed due to injury in two-plus years, you get a guy who never really got a chance to get his warm-ups off, in all honesty. Played 60, missed 150.
It stinks. Again, the timing never worked out for Wiseman. The health that he needed to have in moments where he could have demonstrated a level of improvement, they just never materialized. It's all too bad. It really is. And again, Bob Myers on the tough decision they made on Wiseman.
Tough move to make as far as trading him. One of the reasons we drafted him is because of who he is. He is a great kid and did everything we asked him to do on time, worked hard, great attitude, whether he was playing or not, G League and back and forth. And so it was a tough thing to do to move someone that we liked that much as a person. I know that's a business, goes beyond that as far as on the court, off the court stuff. So that was a challenge, but I hope he does well. I hope he gets an opportunity to play, and I think he will more than he was getting with us. So moving him was something that we did just more based on trying to help this team win.
One of the ultimate, they hoped opposites would attract, and it just didn't work out. You could not have invented a more, we got a system that works for us. We've got veterans who understand who we are right down to their own bone marrow. And we're as experienced a core as the NBA can possibly produce and play together for as long as Curry, Clay, and Dre have played together. And they tried to marry that with one of the single rawest top-of-the-draft prospects in NBA history. Everyone had good intentions, but it just did not work out. So they wanted to bring in a player that they knew absolutely would work out with them. They had played with Gary Payton II. They had a tremendous amount of success with Gary Payton II. And when it comes to the second, that two now represents the amount of months it'll take before he's even reevaluated.
Gary's going to be out. We're going to evaluate him in a month and see where he's at. It is our determination he's not ready to play right now. But when we get him back, hopefully we do get him back at some point. The goal would be pre-playoffs. That would be the hope. But until we get a sense of how the rehab process is going, I can't really speculate.
It's not 2 months? Because I figure if he's getting reevaluated in a month, he'll need at least two more weeks after that before really looking at a clearance when the original diagnosis, prognosis, whatever the right word is there, was he's going to be out 3 months, Maybe you would see him in May if you were lucky to be playing that deep into the postseason. I mean, it just, it sucks. It really, really sucks that this is the hand that they were dealt. And Bob was asked if they ever really considered seriously scuttling this deal over the failed physical.
We looked at all the different choices once we had a little bit more information and gone through our physical, and based upon many different things, decided to go through with it. And, you know, we think that for many reasons, James, we didn't see a path even upon return, wasn't playing at the time. And additionally, our situation's a little different because of the amount of money each player costs. And so if we had seen a path for James upon return that had changed, we might have considered that even going forward as we get into next season. We've seen what Gary can do, and it's not in any kind of indictment of James. It's a hard rotation to crack on this team. And so Gary, seeing the fit, seeing the need, our defense and things like that. So we certainly had many discussions, but we made the choice we made.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.